Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Danny and Dusty.
All right, my rock smashes your scissors.
No, not these scissors, pal.
What?
This is a special titanium steel alloy developed by NASA for the space program. These scissors that smash and rock to smithereens.
No, not this rock. This rock happens to be kryptonite.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
Well, it's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
No!
The Fan.
All right, hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you here on this glorious Friday in the Rose City. Hey, the Fan merch locker. It's opening. It is open now at 1080thefan.com.
Dun, 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 dun.
Bom, bom, bom. We have the site has launched two primetime shirts for fan listeners, voted for, plus a classic Fan logo shirt. We will have more Fan shirts coming, including our own. Hell, we may need a Gary Suter shirt. Made.
Right?
We may have to have a Gary Suter shirt made of him chugging beers, playing pool, eating hot dogs in his Cavs uniform, for God's sakes. But we will have more shirts that are going to be coming soon, including a couple from each of the shows. Classic tees, they are quality, 100%. Heirloom combed in ring spun cotton, side seam retail fit, $25 per shirt. So, look, good price.
Indeed.
Good value. Go to the Fan merch locker now at 1080thefan.com, and you can get your favorite fan shirt. We had the fan shirt bracket of primetime drops.
Indeed.
So you can go and get those.
Look,
solid design. Solid
I don't think
shirts.
It's unfair to tease that the Jeff Rush T-shirt club will be there at some point in time.
Yeah. It is going to have to happen. It is going to happen. It will happen. You're wearing Johnny Utah today. Imagine if that's Gary Suter on your shirt.
Right? Is it like if you're doing Gary Suter, is it like a guy dead on the ground with a pool cue?
No. I just said he's chugging beers.
Yeah, I think it's
eating a hot dog
at the concession
in his Cavs
stand.
Uniform.
Yeah, in uniform, exactly.
Ooh.
That's what it's got to be.
Hot dog in mouth, beer in hand?
Yeah. In uniform.
That's right.
I need to recreate that for Halloween.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
It's a very, very, very niche Halloween costume.
Yeah, very specific.
There may be an audience of one.
What
perhaps.
Are you doing? Who are you?
Just
are what you, do you mean? Who are am you, I?
You've never heard of Gary Suter?
Are you Jackie Moon?
Gary Suter, duh.
Jackie Moon ain't got nothing on Gary Suter.
All right, we got the Beavs spring game coming up. Nooner tomorrow on the Pac-12 Network.
Oh, that's the second time you said Nooner today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who doesn't like a nooner?
That's right. Afternoon delight.
Beavs are replacing 18 of 21 starters that played and started in 9 games last year or more. We talked with Nigel Burton yesterday about, and he'll be on the coverage of the Pac-12 Network, about, you know, what he has seen is a crew that really is coming together. And they look pretty far ahead of the curve as of right now. But we do also have to look at what the Beavers are replacing, and it's at every single level. And the offensive line, I've said it time and time again, like the offensive and defensive lines in the trenches, sometimes in spring ball you don't get a good evaluation of it because of the fact that you don't have absolute, you know, you don't have great competition going against each other. Mm-hmm. And so it looks a lot better, right?
Sure.
When you are not going up against, you know, elite defensive line and elite offensive line, or one is good and one is bad, you know, you kind of have that stalemate. Both can look good. The offensive line is going to be an interesting one for me. With Jonah Gray being back, you have two of the Colorado transfers coming in. But more so, it's going to be the comfort level that the quarterback position has. Because remember, DJ is out, Bengal Branson back, but Javonte McCoy, the Idaho transfer, is in. And you get to see kind of that translation from, and we've seen guys go from the Big Sky and having great success in the Big Sky to being really damn good.
Sure.
In the Pac-12. Hell, Oregon with Vernon Adams, right? That drop-off cannot be as dramatic as it may seem, especially when you get some transfers like Darius Clemens, who's a highly touted prospect out of Westview High School, went to Michigan, mm-hmm. and just transferred into Oregon State. I mean, those two guys I'm really interested to seeing for the Beavs.
It's going to be seeing it again, the ones against the ones. I think you have to take what Nigel said yesterday, not with a grain of salt, but I think with some hesitation. Not because of what he said, just because I think it's so much you have to see it with your own eyes. Mm-hmm. Because there's been so much turmoil. There's been so much changeover. There's been so much uncertainty in what that team is going to be. And you can say your identity is going to be X, but what does it actually look like?
Well, in where can those steps forward be made? Because there's a lot to be made of what they lost in the transfer portal. Because, look, they lost a whole hell of a lot of the transfer portal, including, you know, two guys to USC who also has spring game tomorrow. But Mascarenhas Arnold at linebacker, Aliki Arnold at safety. Both those guys obviously leaving. But I think a lot of football fans would be a little bit surprised, if Oregon State fans who watched every game, or if you watched a lot of Oregon State, you would know this. But, you know, Oregon State was 130th in the FBS last year in missed tackle percentage.
Yeah, we talked about that last year. It was a team that you thought would be significantly stronger on that front, and they just weren't.
And so now you look at that. They were worse than USC, which was atrocious tackling team.
USC's were, they led to, I think, more scores than basically anybody else.
But where can some of their portal additions, you know, could you have a few places where you get a little bit of addition by subtraction? Nobody's really feeling optimistic about that because of the place that Oregon State is at, with not being in conference and being in limbo, in the fact that, you know, you saw the mass exodus out of the portal when Jonathan Smith left and Trent Bray took over. But at the same token, the defensive side of the ball, you're not going to get a handle on what tackling looks like in a spring game. Because a lot of it is thud, where you're just going to stand a guy up, but they're going to have quick whistles. You're not going to see a whole hell of a lot. Yeah. And what the spring showcase actually looks like for Oregon State, because there were years. And look, as bleak as it may seem for Beav fans now, they're still light years ahead of where they were with Gary Anderson.
Yeah, it can always get worse.
I mean, where they were having to cancel any spring activities at the end of the year because they didn't have enough dudes to actually play, but. For Oregon State, I'm looking at that quarterback and wide receiver position. The lines, it's going to be a work in progress that you're going to have to look at the offensive line and see kind of, you can get an idea and a test of how they're gelling. And with Kyle Devan as your O-line coach, you're going to get NFL-style coaching. Who knows how well he can coach? Like, that's a big question mark, too, is that you have an inexperienced coach coming in to take over a Division I offensive line. But my eyes are going to be Javonte McCoy, who I loved watching him in Big Sky After Dark during the playoff run that Idaho had. And then Darius Clemens, a wide receiver, which we know, and Jabari Johnson too, by the way, Missouri quarterback, he transferred in, was redshirt last year. But if we go down that road and you say, all right, incremental gains, I want to see what the crowd's like too. Fan support for Oregon State, isn't that like the most important thing that they could have right now? It's just like people showing up, butts
people
in
showing
the seats.
Up and being and things being competent and just going off without a hitch. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it's going to be the movement forward. Is this
having a solid foundation of anything right now? Something of substance, something that you can put your feet down on and not have the ground fall out from underneath you, because that's all it has been since December.
Yeah, and like a Pac-12 put it out in their notes for this game or for the spring showcase, they only returned 27.4% of their production, both offensively and defensively combined, from a year ago. They've got some big shoes to fill, but their schedule is not going to be it's not going to be a gauntlet that they have to go through. This will be the good eye test to see kind of the stability of the program right now.
Yeah.
And tomorrow at noon, my eyes are going to be on it. But I also want to get my eyes on, my DVR is going to be full of spring games again. Yeah. And it's going to be gross.
Yeah.
And they're going to be weird spring games.
But you're
going
to want to watch.
Yeah, I am going to want to watch.
Because it's been too long.
There's going to be a lot of different spring. Wow. Like, I'm recording like Big Ten. I've watched like Michigan and Ohio State spring games. Ugh. Feels dirty. That feels weird. Yeah. You know, those were on Fox. Yeah. They were on Fox.
It's weird, right?
Being able
to access your spring games easily.
Ohio State is, God, they're loaded.
It's going to be...
They are loaded. See how it goes.
But yeah, on the other side, you do have USC.
And USC is one that... There's one aspect of USC I am really excited about, and it's not quarterback. Next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
All right, Oregon State has their spring showcase tomorrow. So do the USC Trojans. And I'm excited to see USC. And a Lincoln Riley coach team has nothing to do with the offensive side I'm excited for.
Weird.
It is weird. Because the way that they rebuilt this defensive staff, it's going to be one of the more fun stories to follow, because as you enter the Big Ten, you have got to be more physical up front. Mm-hmm. You have got to be better in the trenches, because teams will just run the ball down your throat. But they went out and they got De'Anton Lynn, defensive coordinator from UCLA. Yep. He is now the DC. You go and you get the Eric Henderson from the LA Rams as your defensive line and run game coordinator on the defensive side of the ball. They went out and they also got Houston's defensive coordinator, Doug Belk, to be the defensive backs coach. And then they went and got, in all regards, one of the brightest defensive minds in all of college football, North Dakota State's head coach, Matt Entz, mm-hmm. to be the linebackers coach. So your two coordinators come from UCLA and the Rams. So in town, just cross street. And Lynn did a phenomenal job with UCLA's defense last year, in his first year as mm-hmm. DC there. And then you go and you dip into the NFL for Eric Henderson. But Entz and Belk are two guys that are very highly regarded and were in good standing with both of their positions, especially Entz, which at North Dakota State, they were playing for national titles every single year or every other year. And he leaves to come and just coach the linebackers at USC. It is a full send change of thinking from Lincoln Riley, where it is no longer a defense to complement the offense. Mm-hmm. The offense will have to do some tweaking in order to be successful in the Big Ten because of the ball control. And if you're going to have your offense on the field and do quick strike, your defense is going to be out there a really long time. And they still do not have the depth to play that way.
No.
Could they build to it? Absolutely, sure. They could. But the defensive minds that they brought in, look, the impact should be immediate at USC.
And getting away from Alex Grinch's defensive philosophy, which just was mind-blowing at times. And I know that's the whole complimentary football thing, but there were things that he did game after game after game that just left you going, what the hell is going on? There's supposedly going to be an identity now, that they're going to be in a more aggressive attacking scheme, that they're getting bigger, that they're bringing in the athletes again. I'll believe it when I see it, but there at least is a direction that goes, hey, we know we've been missing here for the last 2 years, and really it's been a while since USC's defense is anything like what it was in the early aughts and even into the early teens. If they can actually go down that path for the next 2 years as they go into the Big Ten, where you do have to play big physical football, then great. But again, it's a lot of, okay, I've heard this before. Let's actually see it and how it pairs up with Lincoln Riley's offense.
Yeah, and Lincoln Riley, if you're going to leave your defense out there just to famine for long stretches and you're going to be either quick scores or off the field quickly, it's not going to help this defense, this iteration this year. But the signal that you will see from the spring showcase that they have tomorrow is that attacking style, right? Mm-hmm. Are they going to be more downhill? Are they going to be more aggressive in how they attack? Because Grinch was a lot of playing from side to side.
Yep.
It was pressure from various points. It wasn't consistent. No. Nothing was consistent in his defense, even the tackling. But from a scheme to keep defenses or offenses on their toes, it was, you know, you never knew where the pressure was going to be coming from an Alex Grinch defense. That's kind of what they prided themselves on. He had great success doing that at Washington State and at Oklahoma at times at Oklahoma. He did not have success with it at USC. Now that you bring in, you know, the names that we just got done saying with Lynn, Henderson, Belk, and Entz, there is going to be a more traditional defensive attack. Mm-hmm. And you cannot tell me the linebackers will be as soft as they have been over the last handful of years with Matt Entz being their linebackers coach. You are going to see a harder nose brand of football from USC. And to be quite honest with what we saw out of the transfer portal, they got rid of a lot of the high profile recruits that weren't panning out for him, mm-hmm. whether it's Tackett Curtis, who transferred to Wisconsin.
Yes.
Was that right? Who is a five-star linebacker prospect.
He came in and won the starting job, and coming out of camp last year, it was like, no, he's really performing. And then he got bullied around the field.
The one for me that I think they're going to miss is Damani Jackson, who went to the corner, who played really damn well, and people were afraid to throw the ball his way. He transferred to Alabama, and you got some holes, but finding athletes has never been a problem at USC.
Particularly in the back end.
No. It's going to be up front. And holding on to Bear Alexander, who entered the portal, then took his name out of the portal, that's a huge start for them, because if they would have lost just that size, that beef up front.
He's a massive human that eats up blocks, and that's the thing is, USC is sitting at 79 scholarship players right now, so they have six more to go, and they'll be active in the portal, and it's going to be on both sides of the line. That's where they're going to go. And I think that's going to show here in the spring game when they start getting past the ones. You're going to go, it's a little thin.
A little thin here.
Particularly in the back end.
I'm excited, though. This is going to be fun. This is going to be fun to see both Oregon State and USC coming up tomorrow in their spring showcase. And then we got a whole host of other games coming up the following weekend where Oregon will be right here on the Fan next Saturday at 1 o'clock.
I'm interested in seeing USC's toys on offense and how they look. And that's Zach Branch and Deuce Robinson.
Yeah.
The biggest and the smallest wide receivers in the country.
Yep. Big, small. It's like twins. They need to do twins. They need to have Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You've
going
got a
on.
6'6" wide receiver and a 5'8" wide receiver.
Is he playing baseball?
Yeah.
He is? He's on. How's he doing in baseball, Deuce Robinson? Because that's hard to do spring ball and baseball. So will he even be playing? Will he even be in
That's
the spring
a
game?
Good question.
Because you're going to be playing baseball then. And if you don't know who Deuce Robinson is, he was a guy who he was going to be, was he a first round? He was going to be a first round baseball prospect.
Yes.
And he ended up committing to USC.
So he's played in 1, 2, 3, 4 games this season already?
Well, that's
it?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a lot at all. So
he's been concentrating more on football.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
All right. What is he doing good, though? Is he good when he played? What's his batting average? Four games. What do we got here?
He's 2 for 6, so 333.
Hey, Hall of Fame.
There you go.
Hall of Fame for Deuce.
With a double, a run, and...
all right.
No ribbies.
None. All right. Well, hey, 2 for 6. 300 gets you in the Hall of Fame, buddy.
I think he found out that baseball's really hard to make it, and it takes you a long time to make the money. And if you don't make it in football, you know what you can do?
Go back to baseball.
Smart way to go.
That's right. Even though most guys do it the other way, like Brandon Whedon. You know, Brandon Whedon went the opposite. He's still on the baseball roster, though.
Is he?
He's still on the baseball roster.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of impressive.
Brandon Whedon is?
No, Deuce Robinson.
I was going to say, that would be an upset.
I wouldn't put it past him. That man was playing quarterback at Oklahoma State at 28 years old.
That's what I thought you were saying. He's still on the baseball roster. I was like, good God.
No, he's not.
How much eligibility does he have?
Right?
Yeah. Do you know how many...
How much pull does the Holiday family have at Oklahoma State?
Do you know how many Under Armour All-Americans have been in both baseball and football? Deuce Robinson's one of them.
Ooh, it's a short list.
Yeah. One you will know.
Danny Ainge.
No. Under Armour?
Oh, Under Armour. Sorry. I was thinking All-Americans. Parade.
Yeah, Under Armour All-American. No.
That's a small, short list.
Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
And A.J. Brown.
Really?
A.J. Brown AJ was Brown? An Under Armour All-American
A.J. Brown out
player.
Here he's a Nelly, huh?
A Nelly,
yeah.
A baseball player?
Yeah. He was All-State in baseball and football.
Nelly was?
Yeah.
I knew he was a baseball player. I didn't know he was a good football player. Yeah. All right, way to go, Nelly.
Freak athlete.
He's getting married to Ashanti, I saw, TMZ.
Oh, they finally bring it, they're trying to get it together, huh?
Yeah, they're having a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She still looks great.
Country grammar.
Mm. All right, coming up next. I don't know if this is Tom Selleck's secret serial killer trait, or just mildly terrifying. But first, here's the Big Kahuna with a Sports Center update.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Tom Selleck, the greatest mustache on the face of the planet.
I know. I have shaved my mustache for those, the YouTube kings that are always there with us. I've shaved my stash down.
You trimmed it.
I trimmed it down. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not gone.
Yeah. It was becoming too much. It was tickling my nose.
Mm.
I'm not gonna lie. It was too long. So I just brought it down. It'll come back. I think I'm a mustache guy now.
No, it's good.
I think I'm a mustache guy. Like Tom Selleck.
See, it's great because, you know, when I first started the show with you, mm-hmm. I said you should go down this path. And you were adamantly against it.
No.
I have a terrible mustache. I look like a conquistador.
Bingo.
I think that's where that came from.
No, that's been there for a while. Like, I'm very happy.
But you finally leaned in. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm proud of me too.
Oh,
I'm proud of me too.
Maybe we should be proud of Tom Selleck.
No,
no. This is maybe a serial killer trait for the greatest mustache that has ever existed. Tom Selleck is pushing his new book, You Never Know, and he revealed that he's never sent a text or an email.
That is wild. I actually am jealous of this. Mm. Tom Selleck has reached a level of fame.
Just doesn't have to do
where
stuff.
People email him or, like, he doesn't have an email address.
Mm.
So, you like, TomSelleck@gmail.com is available.
I bet you he does. He just never sends it. It just reads it.
Could you imagine being the level of fame to where you get a text message and you have zero obligation to respond to said text message. Like, he's never sent a text. People have texted him. It's 2024, damn it.
And he probably picks up the phone and calls them back.
Yes. Like, that to me, and you know who's picking up the phone? Anybody getting a call from Tom Selleck.
100%.
If Tom Selleck is calling,
well, Tommy
you're picking
S gives me a call, I'm picking up.
Yeah. You know what I get? The F-U button. I get that red, nope, ain't gonna do it. But Tom Selleck calls, you're picking it up because you know that mustache is going to be on the other end of that phone call, and that's a level of power I want.
That nose is privileged to be tickled by that mustache.
You're damn right.
My old Aunt Virginia, rest in peace, she always famous for having the Tom Selleck calendar on the side of her refrigerator.
Thought you were going to say mustache, and I was going to be like, no. That was the most brutal takedown of a dead woman I have ever heard.
You might as well have taken her to a bank to get a loan.
She was not like Aunt Bunny and Eddie Murphy Delirious, no.
Old Aunt Virginia, she was famous for having a Tom Selleck calendar on the side of her refrigerator. Okay. All right.
My whole childhood.
We all know we have a great aunt. At what point do you go from aunt to aunt? Because I feel like great aunt sounds more normal than great aunt.
I had one great aunt, and she died like when I was super young because age differences, all that. But yeah,
well, yeah, she's a great aunt.
Yeah, it was. She creeped me out. So anytime I hear great aunt, I'm always like, ugh.
Yeah, they're old. They're all old. Yeah, none of them are young.
She wasn't my great aunt in terms of like, you know, lineage. It was great was an adjective. She was just like, she was just my aunt.
She was just super.
My dad's brother's wife. She was just awesome. That's why I said great.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I thought you were talking like...
No.
You like
my dad's brother's wife.
Grandmother's aunt.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I had a great aunt, Flo. She had Cougar gold cheese at all times.
Okay.
At all times.
The way you the way you paused on Cougar...
Yeah.
I
thought you were going to go with vibes, and I was like...
And I am
still stuck on Gold Aunt Flo, but
yeah, I was gonna let that one go. Mm-hmm.
Her name was Florence. It was great.
You got visited by Aunt Flo.
It was
huh?
Aunt Flo.
Was Aunt Flo a big fan of Shark Week?
Wow, she died way before Shark Week, okay. Bud. But
I don't know. Shark Week is
as a child, around. I was 100% convinced. As an adult, I'm 90% convinced. She hijacked a McDonald's delivery truck because up in her, up in her guest room, that's like where we always used to do Christmas and stuff, up in her guest room of her old house in Northeast Portland, there was like a closet and, you know, kids would play hide go seek. My cousin hid in the closet, and when we found him in there, he's like, guys, look what I found. I'm not kidding. It was... five boxes, like massive boxes of McDonald's bucks. Like, you know, like the little coupon books that they used to have where Mickey D's bucks that were like...
Was she maybe in on the Monopoly scandal too?
I think she robbed a McDonald's. Like, I don't know. But I was 100% convinced when I was a kid. And now I'm only like... I'm a grown-ass man. I'm 90% convinced. She probably robbed a McDonald's truck. And I'm proud of her for it. Because those coupon books that we would get every birthday, every Christmas, they were money, dude. Yeah, Happy Meal.
Do you remember the old entertainment book?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All the coupons? Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
There were good deals in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're talking $50 for the book, but $1,000 worth of savings?
Yeah.
Yeah. $100,000 worth of savings, $50 for the book. It's like, I'm never going to go to 99% of these places. Oh, yeah. But you know what?
It made me discover places.
Yeah. Smoking deals.
It's going to cost me money if I don't buy this book.
Right?
Yeah. Now we just call it Groupon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God, I always forget Groupon exists.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah, my grandmother used to collect the little like jelly packets you'd find at Denny's and stuff. She had boxes and boxes of those in her kitchen.
Those never go bad.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah. It's just gelatinous sugar.
Yeah. Tom Selleck's a damn legend, though, sending an email or a text message. I am, at first, I was like, this is a weirdo, and like you said in the tease, serial killer vibes, right? Yeah. But as I think about it more... I am leaning more towards this dude's a legend and he doesn't need to do it. So why would you? Why would you ever send a text message if you didn't
How
have to?
How different do you think he is in reality from his Blue Bloods character?
I've never seen Blue Bloods in my life.
Really?
I've never watched an episode of Blue
it's
Bloods.
It's actually a pretty good show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard it's great.
As far as like procedurals go, it's a pretty good
Apparently
show.
It's getting ready to start its 14th
year. 14th and final year.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that made a longer run than Magnum P.I.?
Right.
Which, again, I don't think his character in Magnum P.I. and his character in Blue Bloods are that far off from each other.
Oh, really?
Like, it's just the advancement from
Thomas Magnum was kind of a playboy.
Sure. But then he matured into the police chief at the end.
8 seasons of Magnum P.I. and we got 14 of Blue Bloods.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think they're, I think
TV just isn't the same these days anymore. Cause I saw an ad on CBS the other night too, touting the 1000th overall episode of NCIS covering all of the various franchises.
What was it?
Another franchise of which I have never seen a single episode.
The most watched, they hand this out, like the most watched show across streaming or over the air is NCIS. Yeah. Like it's, people talk about the death of TV and everything like that. And that show is still mopping the floor
and
with
that's even
everyone.
Considering they have one of the series with Chris O'Donnell and LL Cool J. Yeah.
But I'm talking the original.
Yeah.
The original's still out there just wiping the floor with every other thing on TV.
I think Mark Harmon has moved on.
So we introduced the kids to the Jetsons the other day.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And?
Boy, you go back and you watch that. Episode 1, they come out swinging.
Oh?
Buddy.
Go on.
In the future, Jane Jetson,
uh-huh.
George is like, you need to be in that kitchen cooking. And you know what cooking is? I can't even push the button because everything's a button. Like, I mean, it is like,
oh my God.
I kept looking over at my wife and we were just, I was like, ear to ear grinning. And she's just sitting there looking horrified at me. And our kids are like, what is going on here? You know?
60s were a wild time.
Judy Jetson.
Mm-hmm.
She's talking, like, George is like, you're going to go out wearing that over my dead body? And I was like, whoa, let's go. You know, it is something. Like, you still remember that show was made in 1962.
Yeah.
Okay. But here's why I bring that up. You know how many seasons of the Jetsons are? It's like the show of my childhood.
It's only like 4, right?
3.
Yeah. I was going to say 3.
3 seasons of the Jetsons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It is.
Weren't they like 20 episode seasons?
Yeah. There's 75 total episodes, so 25 episodes per season. But it was still like, if you would ask me, like the Jetsons were on for
10 years.
Yeah. Like it was on forever.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. So TV is a lot different now. They'll just be like, we're going to beat this dead horse over and over and over again. Big Bang Theory, anybody? Like that show lasted forever.
Yeah.
And now young Sheldon is like, he's reaching Sheldon Cooper age.
Yeah, they
had
to stop the show because he's too old. It's unbelievable. So Tom Selleck, everybody.
Tom Selleck, what a legend, dude.
Never sending a text or an email.
What a legend.
What are the chances he's lying through his mustache? Pretty high, I feel like.
I don't think you write a book without sending an email to somebody.
Is he dictating to somebody? I mean, I guess he could dictate to somebody. He is Tom Selleck.
Another great part of being Tom Selleck.
Excuse me, take a note.
There's nothing about this that makes me think less of Tom Selleck.
It's the one time you want to be a dictator.
That's right, when you're dictating your memoir to somebody else, and this poor slappy's like, I didn't get paid enough for this.
Well, it did say in that article that his wife responds to a lot of the texts, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so he just...
Do you have any olds in your life?
So maybe he does have a bit more... Maybe he does have a bit more George Jetson in him than we thought.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, but how many olds do you have in your life where you're like, text grandma, she'll respond. Like, grandpa doesn't know how to work the phone.
Yeah.
My grandma will. My dad, he found gifts and emojis, buddy.
Blew his mind?
Blows everybody's mind with some of the emojis you get.
Ooh.
Like, it's just like, how do we get that? Okay.
Yeah, I don't think my dad's ever sent an emoji or anything.
Still have not gotten like an eggplant or anything, which we're good with. But
Or a peach.
I think I might have gotten
there's a peach in there somewhere. For sure.
All right,
there you go.
Legend.
Tom Selleck, legend, everybody.
He's no Gary Suter.
Mm.
That one's a tough hill to climb there to beat that.
What if I told you I had a hill we could climb with the Colorado Rockies? We'll get to that and more coming here on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan. I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn-out recording of a favorite song.
Here's something you might not know. Colorado Rockies suck.
Oh. I did actually.
Oh, did you know?
I knew that part.
Oh, okay.
I knew that part about the Colorado Rockies because if there's two teams to fade right now in Major League Baseball, the Marlins, the Rockies, and, of course, the Chicago White Sox.
Hey-o.
All dreadful.
Yeah.
All dreadful.
White Sox trying to get out of town, so that's the thing. But the Rockies are really, they're more of a, they're a development club for the other baseball teams in the world. Shout out Nolan Arenado. Appreciate you. Matt Holliday. Really, they're a developmental club for your future Cardinal stars.
Man. Well.
That's how it goes.
Them's the breaks. Them's the breaks. The Rockies should be good, though.
Like, they should be good. You have an incredible-looking stadium at Mile High. Oh, it's so hard to build a team because the thin air. Rah, 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 rah. Then build a team that mashes the bleeping ball.
Yeah, man.
Like, I do understand. Terrible ownership, and it's almost if it, they love the A's because they cover up for their stupidity of 20 years.
Yeah,
because they haven't been good since the Larry Walker era.
Yeah, well, the big cat Andrés Galarraga, yeah. Let's go, baby.
They did have an era where they were fun and they were like relatively good.
They had a run in the early 2010s. They were okay.
So,
but it's mostly just meh.
Yeah,
meh. Baseball.
But now, now they're bordering on felonies as the FAA has confirmed to a local news site, 9 News, that it's launched an investigation into an unauthorized person in the flight deck during United charter flight for the Colorado Rockies last week.
This is great. So the hitting coach for the, or a bench coach for the Rockies on their chartered plane to, I think they were going to Toronto. Mm-hmm. He goes up and knocks on the door of the cockpit. He's like, hey, can I take a look around? And the pilots are like, okay. And he was able to get in and he took a video and posted it to Instagram.
Like a total dummy.
Like an idiot. Well, here's the thing.
That door's never supposed to open.
9/11?
Yeah.
That changed everything. No longer do we have the young child coming and seeing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar fly the plane like on the movie Airplane.
Hey, Johnny, you want to see a cockpit?
Yeah. Yeah, you tried dragging Walton Lanier up the floor for 48 minutes.
You ever seen a grown man naked? Do you want to?
But that video, it went obviously viral. And the fun police are like, hey, FAA at United. They went and they added them and were like, hey, what's up with this? I was under the impression like almost anything goes when you're on like that chartered flight, right?
I mean. It does. That's how that normally goes.
I haven't been on a lot of them.
Yeah.
And usually nothing goes, like the weird one was when I was in college, they allowed one of our defensive backs to get on the mic and rap.
There you go.
like it was our pre-flight routine, right? But I didn't, like when I first saw this, I was like, this doesn't seem like that big of a deal. United and the FAA not thrilled about it.
Yeah, it's because
pilots probably gonna get fired.
We're 40 years old, and we do remember the time of the little kid. Hell, we might have been the little kids that went in the cockpit and got the little plastic wings.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember getting my wings from the nice stewardess on a Hawaiian Airlines
flight.
Were
they red?
Are you kidding me right now? They were the Hawaiian Airlines flight.
So they're flower colored.
Yeah. Yeah, they were.
Okay. Just asking what color they were.
I cannot take you anywhere.
Just asking what color they
were. Quite literally. Cannot take you anywhere.
I was just asking what color they were.
They were gold.
Oh, okay.
They were gold, Daniel. They were gold.
So the Rockies, truly terrible. So
probably
terrible,
not
in fact,
flying United anymore.
Yeah, or you're taking cell phones off the plane.
Yeah, what a dumbass.
Look, the whole point of being able to do cool stuff when you have all of the money in the world and you charter it is that you put the phones away.
Well, for these ones, like, you can make the videos and you can make all the videos you want. Just don't put them on Instagram.
Look, you want to share them with your friends? You want to keep them for memories later? Don't put them on social.
In my mind, I think, like, this old bench coach is like some old curmudgeon, but then again, he has Instagram, so he's not that old and curmudgeon-y. Yeah. Like, maybe he was like, oh, back when I was a kid, I used to do this all the time. Mm. And he went up there. Yeah. 9/11 really changed things.
Yeah, no, regard. Like, I believe it's a felony to enter the cockpit.
And I think this may be a ruse by the Colorado Rockies to major league this son of a gun. If they go full major league, they're like, well, we can't take United anymore. We're going to have to bus it, fellas. We're going to bus them around the country. And they're, 4-14 right now. That's probably a good play by them. You know, just go full major league on it. Make them hate you. And the only person that's happy is that crook John J. Fisher, the owner of the Oakland A's, being like, see, my team's at least not doing this. Probably because they're not even chartering guys anywhere. Like when they made their players fly coach down to the All-Star game. Remember that from last year? That's another Oakland A's thing we can't forget. Yeah,
that's right. They made him. Oh my God, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. They made it. They didn't even send a PJ for him, and he was flying coach to go to the All-Star game.
Didn't he reach out to like one of the other guys on the other team?
I think he got a ride from somebody else.
On the other team.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was also going to the All-Star game. Good God. Quick cursory search. Yeah, you can get charged with felony reckless endangerment for entering a cockpit.
Really?
Yeah.
Even on a chartered flight.
Yeah. So, I don't think that ends up happening here because I think it's the way that you attempt to enter. But the post 9/11, not okay.
Here we go with the Colorado Rockies postseason history. Swept in the NLDS in 2018. Lost the wild card game in 2017. 2009, lost in the NLDS. And then that 2007 season with Troy Tulowitzki, lost in the World Series. That's brutal. Their only other playoff appearance, 1995, with the Big Cat and Larry Walker. Todd Helton on that team, too?
I mean, you go back and look at that team, that was a really good team.
Golly.
Yeah. They
Don Baylor was their skipper?
The A's have covered up so much. Their ineptitude has been so stinky that it covers all the way up into the Rockies.
Yeah.
And then you had Walt Weiss, who played for both of them.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that team, that 95
Rockies team
really had good. Joe Girardi as the catcher, uh-huh. Andres Galarraga at first. Eric Young at second, uh-huh. Walt Weiss at shortstop, uh-huh. Vinny Castilla at third, uh-huh. Dante Bichette left field, Mike Kingery in center, uh-huh. Larry Walker in right.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
That's a lineup.
Yeah. Other than your center fielder, everyone's an absolute dude.
Yeah.
Craig Counsell was coming off the bench for him.
Mm-hmm. Remind me, did he do anything in the postseason ever?
Craig Counsell?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a hit or two. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their pitching staff was not...
That's the whole point. It's Colorado.
No,
but they just had mashers up and down the lineup.
Dude.
Yeah.
Keep up, baby.
Yeah.
Keep up. Their best pitcher's ERA that year, Kevin Ritz, 4.21.
Yeah!
He was 500.
Love it. Love it.
Wow.
Yeah. That thin air, man.
Don't want to be a pitcher there. That's before the humidors.
That's also steroids.
Hell yeah.
I mean, if we're being honest. Oh. A lot of dingers in there.
I mean, clutching my pearls. It's awful.
Terrible.
It's awful.
All right. As we are always here to do, we're right on the clock. So for hour number 3, we'll get back and we'll talk about the NBA playoffs coming up here on Dan and Dusty, Today the Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.